country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome, folks. Thank you for tuning in tonight to the Trump Phenomenon. Here we are in our Friday night edition, January 24th, 2020. I'm James Kelso, and we are live, hosted by the Republic Broadcasting Network, and with a big hello to all you folks listening on TalkStream Live. Thank you very much. We will have 60 minutes together, and if you would like, you can call in at 800-313-9443. Well, let's see. What's the obvious main item? Is the just concluded, minutes ago, the unbearable pencil neck Adam Schiff mercifully didn't use the remaining 6 hours until one a.m. Eastern time. It would have been 5 more hours. He could have droned on for another 5 hours. We'll have fun. We'll make up for it tomorrow, Saturday. The Trump team takes the microphone, and they get the same. They can't be interfered with. The microphone is theirs. If they want to talk for 3 days, for 24 hours, the way the demon rats did, they can do it. They won't. But they'll use up a substantial number of hours, and they can't be interrupted. Nobody in the Senate can cough or make noises or walk out. So geniuses like Jay Sekulow and Pam Bondi, they will have as much time as they want, 24 hours, to make a tremendous presentation. And Sekulow called it. I just watched a video where he said, we're going to make an affirmative defense. Now, some of you attorneys out there might know what that means. I don't. An affirmative defense. And he said there are many tantalizing opportunities for that. He said, we have not yet, nailed it all down. But one tantalizing opportunity, he said, that the Democrats opened up wide, wide, wide. He said, was it Zoe Lofgren or which one of the demon rats was it? That went on and on about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. She couldn't shut her mouth. And so what she did is she made Joe Biden and Hunter Biden a completely admissible area of focus for the Trump team. So they can go in, they can dig in as hard as they want on Hunter and Joe and their corruption. And stuff has come out in the last few days. Amazing revelations have appeared as to just how corrupt the Biden crime family, and that's exactly what it is, has been. The book just released on the 21st, 22nd. Profiles in Corruption by Peter Schweitzer. This is a blockbuster. And then there are other blockbuster revelations that have appeared in the last few days. So tomorrow is going to be an exciting exciting listening. Now let's talk about the unexciting listening of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. No, excuse me. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. 4 full days from 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. with a few hours chopped off today. 4 12-hour days of interminable boredom. And what is the result? What did little pencil neck Adam Schiff, actually he's not that little, he's fairly average height, but he is very, his neck is very little. I like how Donald Trump described it at the, was it the Toledo rally? Which rally was it where he says, pencil neck Adam Schiff, he buys size 9 collars, and he says, they're still too big. They're still loose. Or nine inch collars. I think the average man wears a 14 and a half or a 15 and a half, somewhere in there, 15 inch for a man in good shape. Adam Schiff. So what did he accomplish, pencil neck Adam Schiff, Shifty Schiff? Well, he hurt his cause badly. He went backwards. And, well, Donald Trump tweets about it. Let's see. Donald Trump's assessment is the most accurate, the best, most astute. He says, let's go up here and do his tweeting today. Let's go, I'll have to find it. I'll have to give you the paraphrase. And that is that Schiff should have shut up. He should not have used the 24 hours. That was a big mistake. He bored the hell out of 100 senators. He burned them out. And he and Nadler insulted them. Sometimes actual insults leveled at people like Murkowski and Susan Collins of Maine. So they may have actually gone backwards. And what the whole thing amounts to, Rand Paul says he's got 45 Republican senators already lined up for dismissal. That leaves 8 others. So the entire matter, of course, the demon rats, all of the rats will vote together, all 47 of them. So it comes down to those rhino Republicans like Susan Collins and Murkowski and Mittens Romney. Those are the only people around whose voting makes any difference at all. And the next vote coming up will be one, the question of which is, do we have additional witnesses? And who will they be? But now this gets sticky. A sticky wicket here for the demon rats. Because Rand Paul and others are adamant. We're going to call Hunter Biden. We're going to call Joe Biden. If you want to call in whoever, anybody you want to call in. And you're going to be very sorry. You asked for additional witnesses. We're going to clobber you with what we do to Hunter Biden. So, very interesting scene here. If they don't vote for additional witnesses, then they'll have I think it's 16 hours of question. I mean, this is so god-awful long. The questions, they'll submit questions in writing to Chief Justice John Roberts. He will then read the question and direct it to whoever the question is intended. And there you go. They'll get an answer. And then they're going to vote. a motion to dismiss will probably be introduced. Other procedural things like that. But they're going to have a vote, and the president is going to be acquitted. And if let's say the vote goes, they need 67 to convict the president, 67 votes. Let's say that a couple of the weirdos like Mittens Romney, Susan Collins, actually vote to impeach the president. Well, their careers are over. They can bend over and kiss their political asses goodbye. So, you know, if they want to do that, but the president is nevertheless acquitted. The expectation has to be that the 53 Republicans, all 53, will vote to acquit. And that's the end of it. The president was acquitted. That's the end of this BS. And now, it's Joe Biden's turn and Hunter Biden's turn, because there's a good Breitbart headline on this matter. And it says, the headline on Breitbart is that the Democrats have inadvertently thrown Joe Biden under the bus. Let me find that headline for you. It's here. Well, I'll find it for you at some point here. And but in making such a big deal out of Hunter Biden, well, let's put it this way. If they hadn't gone for this impeachment, there would have been very little focus on the Hunter Biden. Well, there would have been much less. So when the Breitbart commentator says they've thrown Joe Biden under the bus, he's done. So now we're talking about Bernie or Pocahontas. But then we get the additional complexity that we're hearing that Barack, who was the lead guy in all of this corruption within the FBI and the CIA, which the Department of Justice has now released their report that, in fact, James Comey and Andrew McCabe and John Brennan and James Clapper, they were, in fact, acting unethically, illegally, improperly, that the FISA warrants were utterly improper, should never have been filed. So, and Barack appears to be eager to stop Bernie. So look at what a mess we're going to be seeing here shortly. Warren going after, she's got the tomahawk out for Bernie. Biden is going to war with Bernie. Barack is going to get in there. It's a mess. And then we've got the Democrat debate coming up, the Iowa caucus, first of all, on February 4th. Holy mackerel. Donald Trump will be in Des Moines less than a week earlier, on January 28th. In fact, let's go look at Donald Trump's schedule. Let's see what he's up to in the next few days. Let us go to Donald Trump. And whenever you want to go to this website, folks, to check for yourself, donaldjtrump.com, and then click on the events button. I'm going to click on it, see if anything's been added. Things are accelerating and heating up. Wildwood, New Jersey on the 28th, 4 days from now. What's the name of that congressman who switched from the Democrat to the Republican parties? He's going to be there. Then, 2 days later in Des Moines, fasten your seatbelts on that one. And then, less than 2 weeks later in Manchester, New Hampshire, just prior to the New Hampshire primary. Donald Trump will have another mega huge rally. And the here's Josh Hawley. Here's what the president's been tweeting in the last few hours. He retweets Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, who's a good one, a real Trump man. Schiff today laid bare the liberal hysteria motivating impeachment. He talked repeatedly about a coup. He said Donald Trump was a Russian success beyond any achieved in the Cold War. And again, he said the election results can't be trusted. Then here's Josh Hawley's summary. And this is truly, if you look at Adam Schiff today, he was in fact cracking up. Josh Hawley says, this is insane. And that's exactly what Adam Schiff looked like today. A crazy, a wild-eyed, bug-eyed whack job. The Representative Andy Biggs is tweeted by the president, retweeted today. Adam Schiff thinks he can talk about trust. You can't trust Adam Schiff with the truth. He falsely retold the 725 conversation. He spread false accusations that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia and much, much more in his drive to remove this president from office. Oh, folks, Adam Schiff, he doesn't do really anything other than lie. If you remember him saying repeatedly, over and over again, incessantly on national TV, that he had seen the incriminating proof that Donald Trump was colluding with Vladimir Putin. And you'll remember the hilarious phone call where two comedians from, of all places, Ukraine, called Schiff's office. I wonder if I have that recording. I should find it. But I can do a pretty good spoof of it. They called his office. I wonder if I can find it that fast. It might just jump right out at me on YouTube here. they called his office pretending to be high-level Russian elected officials. And let's see, what would this come under? This would come under Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff and Trump naked pictures. Let's see if we have this. Here it is. Let's see if it works. Okay. I hope there's Russian text here, so I hope this is in English. Let's see what we get.
Land of the free, home of the brave. In 1793, the United States Mint released its first coin.
Here's the call.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Mr. Schiff. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Chairman. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
I know that you work for investigation regarding Trump and Russian government.
Yes.
We know some important information about them.
And that is documented as well in...
Unfortunately, these guys, this is their website, their Russian website, or Ukrainian or Russian, and they've got a music track in there, so it wrecks the audio. But you'll notice that Adam Schiff addresses the Ukrainian comedian as chairman. He's accepting that he's chairman somebody, a high Russian government official. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Hey, here we are. Never found that wealthy woman. And here we are. And I've got the recording that we're looking for without the musical overlay, and you're going to love it. This is a, you know, after all of that pain inflicted by Adam Schiff, this is a nice moment of levity. Here he is. You can hear his staff, the person on his staff taking the call. She's checked with her boss, Adam Schiff, and he's okayed the call. He's green-lighted it. I'm going to take it. So listen to this. This is such a laugh. This piece of garbage, Adam Schiff. Here he is talking with a Russian chairman about, oh, and notice he uses the Russian term compromat, which is compromising material. So he's really, oh, he is a high, well, he's a real intelligence community guy, this pencil neck Adam Schiff who talks about compromat. It's probably the only Russian word he knows.
Hi. All right. I'm going to put Mr. Schiff on the phone, and then I guess are you going to transfer him to Mr. Parubi?
Yes, of course.
Great. Thank you.
Hi. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Schiff. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Chairman. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
I know that you work for investigation regarding Trump and Russian government.
Yes.
We know some important information about it.
And that is documented as well in materials you want to provide to us?
Yes. Could I explain you where we are?
Yes, of course. But, you know, again, I would just caution that our Russian friends may be listening to the conversation, so I wouldn't share anything over the phone that you don't want them to hear.
No, I don't think that it will impact on our investigation.
Yes. Well, please, go ahead then.
In November 2013, Mr. Trump visited Moscow. He visited a competition Miss Universe, and there he met with Russian journalist and celebrity Ksenia Sobchak.
I'm sorry, can you explain that again? While he was in Moscow in November 2013, he met with a journalist and...
Well, she's a poor journalist. But anyway, she became famous because of Putin is her godfather.
Okay, Putin is a godfather. Okay.
She's also known as a person who provides girls for escort for oligarchs. And she met with Trump and she brought him one-hour Russian girl, celebrity Olga Buzova, who also known as a person with a strange reputation.
Olga, and how do you spell her name?
Olga Buzova.
Buzova. So
yes.
Olga Buzova is a friend of the reporter Sobchak?
Yes, she's a friend of a reporter and I think the special agent of Russian Secret Service, Ksenia Sobchak.
That Sobchak is or Olga is?
No, Sobchak is Ksenia.
Okay, and so Buzova met with Trump in New York at some point after the 2013 Miss Universe
yes.
pageant.
Absolutely, and she got compromising materials on Trump after their short relationship.
And she got compromising materials on Trump. You can just feel Adam Schiff drooling, slobbering, his eyes, his bug eyes rolling. He's wetting his pants. He's so excited.
Congratulations.
Okay. And
he has to pause because you can tell he's taking notes as fast as he can write. Probably turning on every tape recorder in his office, frantically waving to his staff to record everything.
What's the nature of the compromat?
What's the nature of the compromat? Yes, I speak the Russian. The nature of the compromat.
Well, there were pictures of naked Trump.
Okay.
Now when he says, okay, okay. Pictures of the naked Trump. Oh! Adam Schiff just died and went to heaven. Pictures of the naked Trump. Okay. Now remember, please, if you're just tuning in, this whole thing is two, I think, Ukrainian comedians out of the blue dialing Adam Schiff's office saying that they're Russian chairman, senior Russian government, high in intelligence, and Adam Schiff takes the call, and he's really excited.
And so Putin was made aware of the availability of the compromising material?
Yes, of course, Buzova shared those materials with Sobchak, and Sobchak shares those materials with Putin, because she's a goddaughter of Putin, and Putin decided to press on Trump.
He's falling all over himself. He doesn't know what to say. This is his big moment. His ship has come in. The naked pictures of the Trump. We'll be right back. I'll be looking at the naked pictures of the Trump.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance.
And we're back, folks. Now we got Ken there in Fort Worth, and we'll go to you, Ken, in just a bit. The Breitbart covers this story today. This is one of the big ones, of course. The March for Life today, a crowd awash with pro-life signs and banners stretched from 12th Street past the Washington Monument on the National Mall on Friday for the 47th March for Life, an annual event that draws people from across the country to call for the overturning of Roe v. Wade, the 1973 U.S. Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion. If you'll remember, prior to that, abortion laws were state laws. Some states had legalized abortion. Some states forbade it. It was illegal. Roe v. Wade marked the federal government superseding all the states, canceling all the state laws, legalizing abortion nationally. That was the significance of Roe v. Wade. Prior to that, the Supreme Court had correctly and constitutionally recognized there is no provision in the, there is no, abortion is not a topic of the Constitution. It is not an area of jurisdiction of the Supreme Court. It is one of those realms which the 10th Amendment to the Constitution specifies is relegated or delegates, those powers not delegated specifically to the federal government are reserved, that's the verb, reserved to the states and people respectively. Speakers who addressed the crowd via video included Representative Steve Scalise, Chris Smith. Following the rally, the marchers headed to the U.S. Supreme Court, where they hope justices will someday end federally sanctioned abortion. That was a big story today. Donald Trump, the first ever president to participate in the March for Life. No other president has done that. Just another distinction, difference that sets Donald Trump apart. Here's Representative Mike Johnson. He's been impressive. Representative Mike Johnson, he says, he was retweeted by the president saying, Adam Schiff and the sham impeachment mismanagers are making a better case for changing the channel than impeaching Donald Trump. The more they talk, the more Americans are tuning out their politically motivated noise. Bingo. And the here's the president from the March for Life. Let's listen in.
See, Detroit down to Houston and New York too.
The president about to take the podium.
There's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say.
Let's jump forward. He's been using Lee Greenwood a lot as a musical introduction to his appearances. I like it. It's a good choice. I think better than the Rolling Stones. Here, I've got to go forward here. Here he is. Everybody's singing. Everybody's happy. Big
crowd. Thank you very much, and thank you, Jeannie. It is my profound honor to be the first president in history to attend the March for Life.
A big moment.
We're here for a very simple reason, to defend the right of every child, born and unborn, to fulfill their God-given potential. For 47 years, Americans of all backgrounds have traveled from across the country to stand for life. And today, as President of the United States, I am truly proud to stand with you.
This is one happy crowd.
I want to welcome tens of thousands. This is a tremendous turnout. Tens of thousands of high school and college students who took long bus rides to be here in our nation's capital. And to make you feel even better, there are tens of thousands of people outside that we passed on the way in. If anybody would like to give up their spot, we can work that out. You have a tremendous group of people outside, thousands and thousands wanted to get in. This is some great success. Young people are the heart of the March for Life. And it's your generation that is making America the pro-family, pro-life nation.
Now, I'll turn that down. That just touched upon, just to give you the flavor of that event today. Let me weave in something. The president's reminding me of something right there as he speaks. I just watched a couple of days ago. I watched the Russian. I don't know what it's their National Congress, their biggest governmental body, which is a meeting of, it looks like about 2,000 people, very big hall, being addressed by President Vladimir Putin. And this was his State of the Union address, or his big deal speech to the whole government. This was interesting. He was, of course, speaking in Russian, and there was a simultaneous translation by a Russian translator into English. Fascinating to listen to this speech by Vladimir Putin. This is the man that terrifies Adam Schiff and all of the demon rats, or so they say, so they feign. They're not afraid of Vladimir Putin. It's all a made-up bull, BS. I'm going to connect Vladimir Putin to this March for Life. It was very interesting to see what the Russian president, what is a meeting? What is the most important speech of the year from the Russian president to his government and to his people? You know what his opening topic was, on which he stayed for a long time? His opening topic was how we will raise the Russian birth rate. And he talked about money for young couples, houses for young couples, a cash subsidy for each child born, special benefits. He got into very fine-grained detail about the benefits that his government, that he, Vladimir Putin, and his government is going to direct. He was actually directing it right there. He was saying, this will happen. The crowd was very happy with this. He got tremendous applause. But what was remarkable is that, what was Vladimir Putin concerned about? Having babies. Russian women. That they should be happy, that they should be healthy, and that they should have a chance to have as many babies as possible. He said the Russian birth rate right now, the fertility rate, he used that term, fertility rate, very technical, very very much understanding demographics and statistics. He said the fertility rate is 1.5. He said this is not good enough. The replacement fertility rate, by the way, is 2.1. That is, each woman must have 2.1 children. That 0.1 just allows for sort of the miscues of life. It really ends up being two. That is, each man and woman, if we're going to have a stable, sustained population, must have two children on average. Some can have one, some can have three, some can have none, some can have four. But on average, a population must produce, every man and woman must produce another pair of people. If you don't do that, your population will, you know, eventually, statistically, the graph, if it's dropping, will hit zero. Anyway, this was what he was talking about. It's very interesting to see that this the bad orange-haired man of America and then the bad Putin of Russia, they're both concerned that we make our countries great again and that we populate our countries, that we reproduce, that we have families. Very interesting. Very much in line with what Viktor Orban is doing in Hungary and the Polish Patriot Party is doing in Poland, offering $30,000 to any family with three children. If a woman has a fourth child, all taxes are forgiven for life. This is in Hungary now. Anyway, I thought I would connect that dot for you. Let's take a caller here. Ken in Fort Worth, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to see what that point one child looks like.
Yeah, well, it's just a statistical thing. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's kind of easy to understand. You know, a man and a woman must have two children, and then, you know, that sustains the population. It's not, by the way, I've made the point that if our population drops, and the Russian population is dropping pretty fast, that is not the end of the world. Our nation, Ken, was the greatest in the world at the outbreak of World War II, and I think we had about 150 million people, less than half of what we have now. But we certainly populated the whole country, the whole territory and extent of the United States, and we, you know, produced like busy beavers, and we had wonderful towns and communities and safe schools and smart and healthy children. We had a wonderful, wonderful nature. This is the America that Donald Trump wants to make great again. We were great with 150 million people. So if our population dropped down to that again, that's not the end of the world. But it is desirable to sustain. Just go ahead. You go ahead, Ken.
I got two things. Alex Jones says maybe his reporter got arrested for holding up a sign. I called the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. I said, you're going to send a lawyer to defend him, aren't you? There's no difference. And also, some federal judge out in San Francisco, she put out some kind of a secret decree trying to shut down these websites that are vaccine shots.
Well, yes.
And or impeached.
Yeah, well, now the Alex Jones commentator, Schroyer, was arrested in Washington, D.C. I listened to that, too. And a very valiant patriot, this Mr. Schroyer, and he yelled out in the middle of a Jerry Nadler presentation that Nadler was, Nadler is a criminal. And he is, I don't remember the exact quotes, but he was saying that, you know, you, Nadler, you're the traitor. And I don't remember his exact words, but they, Capitol Police arrested Schroyer, and they're charging him. He was released from jail on another charge today, apparently. But it will be interesting, more than interesting. And this is something, I've done this myself. I've attended two Alex Jones events, one in New York City protesting the cover-up of 9/11. Our big chant was 9/11 was an inside job. 9/11 was an inside job. And some of you may recall that it's a pretty famous event. Alex Jones himself was arrested as we stood yelling our lungs out into bullhorns and without bullhorns. We found out we were in Times Square in the evening. It was dark. We were in Times Square. And somebody passed the word to us there in Times Square that Geraldo Rivera was doing a live outdoor show from, I think, the Radio City Music Hall. And I might have that wrong, but it was on 6th Avenue. And so Jones made an immediate, very good executive call. He said, let's go, folks. And we started out at a rapid march over to 6th Avenue from Times Square. And then we just boogied over to the Rivera show. And we got there, and there he was outdoors with floodlights, and he had pretty girls on there, and he's doing his show and yucking it up. And then we just flooded all around his show and around his stage. And then we just erupted and 9/11 was an inside job. 9/11 was an inside job. And we're yelling at Rivera, you know, you phony, you fraud. He still is exactly now what he was then. And, you're covering this stuff up. You won't report it. And we wrecked his show. There was no way. It was a live show. So this is what Schroyer did. He got into a live broadcast, and Jones has been a pioneer in this. Then there was another time I did the same thing, and we were there for days in New York City. Then there was another event at in Chantilly, Virginia, at the Bilderberg Conference at the Chantilly Marriott. And what we did there was we lined up on the sidewalk right outside of the hotel where the Bilderbergers were meeting, David Rockefeller and who was the federal, was it Bernanke? And what's her name? Oh, God, I can't remember some of these names. But they're all there. And we're bullhorning them, screaming, yelling, and we're yelling into the hotel. And the people in the workers in the hotel are coming out saying, wow, we can hear you people. You're disrupting the whole conference. You're drowning them out. And it was wonderful. And Alex Jones was there. But that citizen activism, where you get angry, yeah, you get in the street, and you exercise your First Amendment. You yell. You use a few choice words. You get people riled up and you let them know you know you're angry. It's wonderful. It's something we have to do. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm just having. Yep.
People are call their local newspapers and ask if they're going to send a lawyer down there to defend this guy. And that judge in San Francisco, lady judge, needs to be impeached and fired immediately.
Yeah,
there's no need for.
And let me give you. And I agree. And Ken, let me give you another fond memory from that event in New York City. It was a very ambitious thing. That was the first time I had a chance to meet Richard Gage, the incredible man who was the creator, the genius, just as John Stadtmiller is the creator of Republic Broadcasting. There's usually one person at all these great institutions. Richard Gage created AE911Truth.org, which is Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, AE911Truth.org. If you haven't looked at that website, folks, you've got to do it. It's so important. It's very, very historically important. But Gage has gathered over 3,000 architects and engineers, and he has spotted the Achilles heel of the globalists. They screwed up when they brought down World Trade Center 7 without any plane hitting the building. It was a controlled demolition, as obvious as a nose on your face. And Richard Gage is driving that home. Anyway, that was my chance to meet him there. Alex Jones brought him to New York City. And we had a big seminar there in, I think it was called something called Webster Hall in the Lower East Side. And, another magic moment day after day, we were there for like 3 or 4 days. And on another day, what we all did, Jones and all the rest of us, we got at the bottom of the new World Trade Center 7. Now and this is like, I forget the year. It's like around 2008. We're standing next to the hole where World Trade Centers 1 and 2 were. And World Trade Center 7 has been rebuilt at this point. And so there's a brand new, shiny 47-story building right where the original 47-story building collapsed into its own footprint. And so I don't know how many of us there were, maybe 200 of us. We got down there at the base of World Trade Center 7, and then this was so memorable. It just burned into our brains. All of us were there. People like Alex, and I had a bullhorn also. People with bullhorns yelled up at the top of the building where we presumed Larry Silverstein, that he would be up there in his office. And so we did that. We did a yell. We did, oh, it sounds silly, but this is what we, you know, all these things are kind of impromptu, and somebody starts a chant and we just catches on. We all yelled, "Oh, Larry!" Because the presumption is this: this guy Larry Silverstein has to know what really happened on 9/11. These are his buildings. Sure. Whoever was installing the controlled demolition, they had to do this with his. You know, he had to give them the key to get in. He had to know what was going on. So yeah, we're going.
I was with Alex Jones when he built that church down in Waco when he dedicated, and then I was with Alex Jones in Dallas on a Kennedy anniversary. So I run across him a couple times there, too, you know. So, hey, I'm going to leave. I'm going to talk. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, Ken. Hey, buddy. Thank you so much. And, those are fond memories. I can't even remember for sure what year it was. But those were that Chantilly Bilderberg Conference. Wow, that was something. And trying to remember some of the names of the people we saw. I mean, you know, and that's one of the things about street activism. It's amazing. As we were demonstrating right there at the entrance to the Chantilly Marriott, when Ben Bernanke's car, when his limo went by, our faces were no more than 10 feet away from his face, looking through his smoky glass, you know, limo. And when David Rockefeller went by, you know, little guy was barely can see over the edge of his window. You know, you're looking right into the eyes of David Rockefeller or Ben Bernanke, and you know, they were all there, and we were doing the same thing, yelling their names, and they could hear us inside of the hotel. It really had an effect. We really messed with their heads at that Bilderberg conference, and then in New York City, of course, the same thing. Well, let's see. Let me just check here and see what Donald Trump, see what he's up to right now as we run out of time here on a Friday, and we'll have to meet up again on Sunday, and then we'll give you the box score on Sunday as to how Jay Sekulow and the Trump team did on Saturday, tomorrow. We'll meet up again from 4 to 6 p.m. Sunday afternoon, and let's just see what the president's up to here. I think it's going to be a tour de force. The Trump team is so astonishingly talented and eloquent. I think it's going to be such a contrast with Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff. It's going to be people that snoozed through 4 days of torture, waterboarding from these demon rats. I think even the Democrats in the audience will go, you know what, God, this is interesting. This guy Sekulow, Bondi, she's pretty and she's interested and interesting and she's smart. And I like listening to her. Let's see here. What Donald Trump is saying 45 minutes ago, he retweeted Josh Hawley. He said, Schiff and company end as they began, insulting senators, calling Donald Trump a dictator, and disparaging the will of the voters. That was just tweeted by the president a few minutes ago. So we'll see you again on Sunday. And I just know we're going to be jumping for joy, celebrating an amazing several hours of eloquence on display tomorrow at the impeachment hoax there in the Senate. See you then. See you on Sunday, folks. Thanks for joining us tonight.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.